Fiery words this week between two Adams County supervisors prompted Sheriff Travis Patton to physically step in to quell their argument. The dispute erupted between supervisors Kevin Wilson and Ricky Gray when Wilson criticized colleagues for the cost of traveling to Hawaii for a national conference of county leaders. While Wilson said such trips are a waste of county money, Gray said traveling to such conferences provides supervisors information and other benefits that help them do their jobs. The Louisiana House approves legislation that would let public universities keep private how they spend revenue share dollars with their athletes.
If the legislation is approved, the public will not see how much money athletes are getting directly from the university and how much a sports program is receiving. Supporters have cited safety concerns for the athlete if fans know how much the players are getting paid. And they say it would cause a competitive disadvantage. Opponents say this is public money, and the public has a right to see how it is spent. The measure passed the House 91-4. More discussion will now take place in the Senate. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The National Institute for Early Education Research's 2025 State of Preschool Yearbook report found that Mississippi now ranks 29th in the nation for preschool enrollment of four-year-olds. That is up from 31st in last year's report. Nationally, enrollment reached 37% of four-year-olds, but only 9% of three-year-olds. Mississippi's state-funded pre-K programs enrolled 8,076 children in 2024 and 25, an increase of 931 from the prior academic year. The 2026 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival opens today.
Despite the name, there's all kinds of music at Jazz Fest.
We will put 5,000 musicians through 14 stages over 8 days on this festival this year.
Jazz Fest producer Quint Davis says while most musicians will be from Louisiana, the ones who are not are really important. Those are the headliners, which this year include Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart's not really doing this, playing concerts around the country, but he wanted to come back.
And the food is as unique as the music.
Nobody else has soft-shell crab sandwiches.
Jazz Fest runs through May 3rd. I'm Michelle Southern.
The Mississippi River at Natchez Vidalia is at 31.89 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.